Good morning. It's good to have you all gathered this morning for the Spring Semester Student Recognition Chapel. Recognition. Recognition in this sense is to formally acknowledge someone. And today we're formally acknowledging students who have achieved above and beyond in academic settings, in athletics, or made significant contributions to the shared experience of the campus community. All of us have left our mark and contributed or achieved in various ways this semester. So to some extent, the recognition is for everyone, all students, all faculty, all staff. Even so, we're celebrating achievement and contributions that stood out in some way. One group for which I would like to offer a shout out is the chapel planning team. This team met weekly to tend the vision, ideas, suggestions, and implementation of two chapel services every week. So if you would please stand where you are, Amy Fieser, Rebecca York, Wesley Wilder, and Aaron Reinheimer, we'd like to thank you for your good work. We'll move through the program as smoothly as possible. One thing that will help is if, as we move along, you refrain from applause until all students being recognized in a particular presentation are either standing, named standing, or up on the stage. And we thank you for celebrating these achievements. We'll move right along.
I'm Mike Medley, Chair of the Language and Literature Department, and I'll ask any of the people who are here to stand when I recognize them for the award that they've received. We award six merit awards in our department to juniors and seniors who excel in various things. And these are named after our distinguished emeritus faculty in the department. I'd like to begin by recognizing two women who have their feet firmly planted, one in the sciences and one in the humanities, as winners of these awards. The J.B. Landis Award for Excellence in Literary Studies belongs to Jenny Heishman, who is an English major and an environmental science major. Jenny, if you're here, stand. The award from the Irvy L. Glick Award for Excellence in World Language Study was given to Carissa Harnish. She's a biology major and a Spanish major, and she's well equipped to now do research in the Central American tropical jungles, and dialogue with her Spanish biology counterparts. We have another Spanish award that we give, the Ray Elvin Horst Award for Excellence in Spanish, and that goes to Elise Gingrich, who is student teaching today, so she's not with us, but you will know her as a community activist, and someday you will recognize her as a master teacher of Spanish and English to speakers of other languages. We have another master teacher in the making in our department. He has received the Carol Yoder Award for Teaching Excellence, and that's Landon Hevener. Thanks for making him stand up. One other award that we have that particularly features teachers is the James R. Bomberger Award for Excellence in Teaching English to Speakers of Other Languages, and that's been won by Yolanda Rice, who's an elementary education major and a future teacher who's going to be able to work very well with emergent bilinguals in her classes. And finally, the Omar Eby Writing Award goes to Ben Mast, and he will be, I hope, a future invitee to our own department's Writers Read series someday when we see his short stories in print somewhere. So let's give these people.
I'm Joan Griffin, Chair of the Music Department, and it's my pleasure to present the Outstanding Seniors in Music Awards to Aaron Hershey and Chloe Raber. Please come to the stage. Both Aaron and Chloe have gone above and beyond requirements for classes and the music major in order to take advantage of all EMU has to offer. They have excelled in their time at EMU because they are articulate, intelligent, hardworking, interested in a wide range of subjects, persistent and imaginative. Neither one seeks to take the easy way out. The faculty have seen each woman's confidence grow, enabling them to become capable of leading a group of musicians, patiently teaching others, and organizing concerts and other musical events. Both students served as interns for the Shenandoah Valley Bach Festival last summer, offering invaluable assistance to the festival and learning firsthand about arts management. Individually, Chloe has been the accompanist for the men's and women's choirs, has served as a volunteer assistant teacher in the Harrisonburg City School String Program, performed for residents of VMRC, and sat in on non-required music classes that she feels will enhance her knowledge. Erin combined her interest in music with environmental sustainability in her senior project. She performed the premiere of Consider and Answer Me, written for her by Ryan Keeball. That's a solo flute work. Her unique, thought-provoking, and highly effective program resulted in an invitation to present it at the Harrisonburg's Earth Day celebration. Erin performed in Twelfth Night in flute music composed specifically for her by composer Jim Clements. Both women have been advocates of the music department, talking to prospective students and other campus visitors. Their warm spirits, friendly demeanors, deep thinking, and passionate souls will be missed, but will serve them well in the future. We send them on with love. Congratulations, Erin and Chloe.
Well, we have a number of very strong history seniors this year, all of whom could qualify for our annual Outstanding History Senior Award. The department determines this recognition based on the substantial original research papers grounded in primary sources produced in our seminar and history class. I want to name several of these fine students as a kind of honorable mention, whose papers might have won the award in a year with less competition. Becca Martin, G. Pegar, and James Helmuth, he took it last year as a junior but is now a senior, all of these wrote superior papers. However, Maddie Lehman rose to the top based on her paper, The Effect of the University System on the Momentum of Student Protest. And can you come up here, Maddie, while I'm talking? Building on work begun in her sophomore year, Maddie undertook archival research like a true historian and applied theories of social movements to analyze student protests at Columbia University and the University of Virginia in 1968 and 1970. As historians, we recognize the power of true stories and how these shape the identity of a people. With that in mind, and just as Maddie graduates and embarks on a journey of moving her possessions around a lot as a young adult, the History Department presents Maddie with this small token of recognition for her enthusiastic interest in history. The Martyr's Mirror, it's an old book that details the persecution of early Christians and Anabaptists of the 16th century, and it looks so scholarly and impressive on the bookshelf, but it is also the foundational history work for Mennonites and is mostly a compilation of primary source documents, interrogations and letters and so on, so we think it's appropriate. And here is the history of brave women and men who, unlike some of the student protesters detailed in Maddie's paper, stayed committed to their ideals until the end. So, thank you.
Jordan Luther, would you come up here while I'm talking? I'm Peter Dula, Chair of the Bible and Religion Department. The Bible and Religion Department is supported by an alumni group called Havarim, which means friends in Hebrew. Each year, Havarim sponsors a writing award contest for papers written on themes in Bible and religion. And they distribute three awards. Third place receives a check for $100, second place for $200, and first place for $300. This year, two papers tied for second. The judges couldn't decide which was second or third. Both of those people are not able to be here, but the tie was between Jacob Landis and his paper, A Working Ministry, When Clergy and Laity Work Together, and Andrea King's paper on 1 Corinthians 14 called Women Free to Speak or Silenced. Those papers were very well done, models of what we hope for our students. So it is no slight to say that the winning paper was a unanimous decision by the judges. There is no question in the judges' mind that Jordan Luther's paper, called Hypocrypha, The Theological Sensibilities of Rap Music, was the winner. That paper deftly combined the writings of James Cone with the music of Tupac Shakur. It impressed the judges. They called it creative, edgy, full of genuine insight, and demonstrated conceptual mastery and literary sensibility that, as a department, we were delighted by, but not at all surprised by, since we have come to know Jordan over the last 4 years. Congratulations, Jordan.
Emma King and Alexandra Poff, if you would join me on the stage. My name is Rachel Roth-Sawatsky. I'm the Director of Student Programs and Orientation, and one of the programs that I have the privilege of supervising is Common Grounds Coffee House, where I work with a management team of 5 individuals, 2 of whom are graduating this spring and are being recognized this morning. Emma King has served as the events manager for the past 2 semesters. She has coordinated around 70 campus community events this year. Making those events happen required writing countless emails, juggling schedules, setting up and taking down chairs sometimes multiple times a day, setting up and running sound, lights, and tech, and generally making sure that all of the events went smoothly, all in a calm and professional manner. In addition to her professional and hospitable spirit, Emma has shared her creativity and organizational gifts with Common Grounds, organizing open mic nights like the one that we had last night, along with concerts and events. She has also worked at updating the art in the coffee shop. We have appreciated your organization, creativity, and humor. Thank you, Emma. Alexandra Poff has served as the financial manager for 2 semesters, and she has performed her financial manager duties with a level of professional competency far beyond her years, maintaining financial record keeping, making deposits, and developing spreadsheets, charts, and graphs to illustrate sales trends for the other managers. She is attentive to human resource issues, details related to shop policy and procedure, and often anticipates challenges and details that others would miss. Alex worked as the financial manager during a year when Common Grounds underwent an overhaul and update of its point of sale system in both hardware and software. She prepared for and managed this transition entirely on her own, setting up the new system and training all staff in its operation. Her energy, optimism, and can-do spirit offered in an efficient way, attending to the many details of her position, will be missed. Thank you for your many contributions to Common Grounds, Alex. There will be a plaque with these women's names in Common Grounds. You can take a look this afternoon.
Good morning. I'm Phil Teason, I'm the Assistant Director of Student Programs and Orientation. Rachel and I both work with a lot of students, but today I just have one student to recognize. To me, there's nothing more valuable than someone who learns skills and sticks around. So I'd like to publicly recognize Josh Lomas today. Josh, you can stand. Why not? Josh, he's been committed to CAC for almost his entire college career. Say it's almost 4 years? Is it 4 years?
3.5.
Good enough. He's our CAC sound tech expert and troubleshooter. He has pioneered new events, most notably the Humans versus Zombies experience that had students running around throwing socks at each other and having a blast. On top of all other involvements, he volunteered in my office 4 hours each week. He didn't have to. He's been a volunteer for the last 2 years. Has also been a CA. So Josh, it's been a blessing to have you on CAC, and you will definitely be missed because you've made me look really good the last couple years. Thanks, Josh.
Good morning. My name is Kaylee Argenbright, and I'm the future secretary of the Student Nurses Association. Today, I'll be presenting 3 different awards to seniors recognized for their achievements in their nursing program over the past 4 years. First, I would like to present the Sacred Covenant Award. The Sacred Covenant is used as a foundation in EMU's nursing program that promotes the following attributes in studies and clinical setting. These include advocacy, agape love, empowerment, grace, justice, partnership, presence, reconciliation, and service. So with that said, I would like to present our Sacred Covenant Award to Amber Lofton. Amber was recognized by her peers and faculty as someone who displays these caring approaches of the Sacred Covenant in clinical, the classroom, and throughout everyday life. Amber has an exuberant personality and the best interest of every patient cared for in mind. She goes the extra mile to be a friend to all of her peers by always having a welcoming smile on her face, and she will carry these attributes with her as she starts her first nursing job at Centerum RMH this summer. Our second award being presented is the Academic Award. This is presented to Elise Sauter for her academic achievements in the classroom and clinical setting. Elise has been a tutor for the Academic Support Center over the last few semesters and has been someone who continuously strives for excellence. Not only has she supported students and served as a mentor to new nursing students, her strengths stretch across all domains, including math, writing, science, and humanities. She maintained high grades while also working in the athletic training room, as well as the ASC. She was consistently at or near the top of her class in all nursing courses. She was also inducted into Sigma Theta Tau International Nursing Honor Society this year. Her academic successes helped her get a much sought-after internship in labor and delivery nursing at a hospital in the Virginia Tidewater region. The third and final award is the Leadership Award presented to Elizabeth Aldefer. Liz is a natural leader and has played a very active part in SNA throughout her time in the nursing program. Currently, she holds the title of co-president for the Student Nurses Association. She has also taken it upon herself and initiated tutoring for nursing care of the adult and does a session before each test for her fellow student nurses. She is always willing to pitch in to get things done or organize events to better the outcomes of any situation. Liz will continue with her leadership abilities as she begins her first nursing job at Centerra RMH this summer. Thank you, ladies, for all you've done at EMU.
So the biology and chemistry department would like to recognize a number of students, and I'd like them to come up now. Kat Lehman, Carissa Harnish, Zach Gish, Isaac King, Robert Pross, and Justin Paul. So we award students for their performance in our classes as well as in research, and we'd like to honor Kat Lehman this year as our outstanding first-year chemistry student. This recommendation was made on Kat's academic performance, which was evidenced by her enthusiasm for the subject, her general cheery demeanor, and her strong grasp of the concepts while doing many other things. And so we're very excited to have had Kat in our first year class. I will also read the award for our outstanding biology senior, Carissa Harnish. Carissa was recognized for her exceptional academic work as well as her leadership, her interest in scholarly and service work both inside the classroom and out, and we will miss Carissa as she moves on. And finally, the last word I'd like to mention is for Zach Gish. Zach did a tremendous amount of work this year with Roman Miller in the research lab, and his attention to detail and his synthetic work on studying the effect of blueberries in mediating the effects of fetal alcohol syndrome were very valuable. So we'd like to recognize Zach's work for that.
We in the science department would also like to recognize Isaac King as the outstanding graduate senior in the biochemistry department. The biochemistry major spans the realms of chemistry and biology, and thus the name, with a sprinkling of physics to boot. Obviously, the major is not an easy one to succeed in, and of course, we would not be here if Isaac did poorly in his classes. In addition to his courses, Isaac also completed a research project with me characterizing and developing multi-drug resistant strain of E. coli. No worries, he did not get ill. And his work eventually developed into a research article in a peer-reviewed journal. For his academic success, his work in the lab, we recognize and congratulate Isaac as an outstanding senior in biochemistry.
My name is Jim Yoder, professor in biology, and I'm going to be presenting the award for Outstanding Second Year Biology Student. So this award is to acknowledge exceptional performance for students early in their biology career. It recognizes achievement after a student has completed four core courses in the biology major: animal form and function, ecology, molecules, genes and cells, and concepts in biology. It's based on academic performance, but also recommendations from the instructors, mostly on grades, collegiality, initiative, enthusiasm, and just overall understanding of concepts. We have a very strong second year class, but two students this year have risen to the top, Justin Paul and Robert Probst. You guys can come forward. And we'll be looking forward to seeing them as they progress through the latter part of their career. Thanks, everyone.
My name is Lana Miller. I'm the undergraduate campus pastor. Every year, about 30 students commit themselves to working with campus ministries, integrating their faith into learning, relationships, and activities. This group learns a lot about themselves, about their relationship with God, while also growing in their capacity to provide care and support for others. The ministry assistants are active on their floors in the residence halls. They engage in learning and of ministry tools that can be used throughout their life and are supported as they work to integrate their faith into lived practice. I invite the MAs to stand as I read your names and remain standing until I finish the entire list. Diego Barahona, Rachel Breitigan, Robert Cook, Catherine Graber, Janae Kaufman, Abby Luther, Anna Messer, Olivia Resto, Janaea Sachs, Aaron Schumacher, Hannah Schultz, Megan Weaver, Robert Weaver, Joel Wheeler, Macon Rowley, and Rebecca York. Thank you for joining us as campus pastors on this journey throughout the year, offering your time and your gifts. You're deeply appreciated. You may be seated. The pastoral assistants serve as both mentors to the MAs as well as keeping their pulse on campus life. They design, create, plan, and are involved with most of the campus ministry activities that occur throughout the year. Their desire to serve God is integrated into life, work, and relationships. This is an extremely gifted group of people, and I invite each of you to stand and remain standing until I finish the list. Jordan Luther, Christina Hardeman Zimmerman, Aaron Reinheimer, Phil Yoder, Amy Fieser, Savannah Lester, Jolie Payden, and Josh Nice. It's been a pleasure to work with each of you, to brainstorm with you, to reach out and provide and support care to others on campus, to walk with you as you continue to wrestle with your own faith and journey. Thank you for the openness, the vulnerability that you have served with us this past year.
I'm Linda Nagy, Director of the Academic Support Center, and I have the privilege of working with some of the most approachable, supportive, and stellar students on campus, tutors and receptionists who work in the support center. Tutors support students and faculty in almost all academic departments and undergraduate courses and projects, including student writing. Unfortunately, Vi Dutcher, Writing Program Director, and I are saying congratulations and thank you to 18 graduates this spring. Some of them tutor specific content areas, some support writing, and some support both. As I read your name, please come forward to receive a certificate and card from Marty Snavely and stay up front. And audience, please hold your applause until all the tutors come. Katie Ekman, Zachary Gish, Carissa Harnish, James Helmuth is in Washington this semester, Holly Jensen, Rachel King, Kevin Lehman could not be here today, Becca Longenecker, Becca Martin, Chloe Raber, Emily Raber, Erin Reinheimer, Sarah Ritchie is also in Washington this term, Elise Souder, Emily Shank, Renita Shank, Carmen Whitmer, and Andrew Yoder. Thank you.
Linda Nagy and I recognize Becca Martin for her excellent work in the Academic Support Center. Becca enrolled in the peer tutoring practicum in her first year, and she has provided continuous support for our students in history, Spanish, and writing. In addition to regular tutoring appointments, Becca has conducted walk-in tutoring during weekday evenings and led study groups. On several occasions, she has visited classrooms and assisted in peer tutoring. She has shown insightful initiative, excellent judgment, and timely support. For this reason, Linda and I name her EMU's Tutor of the Year.
The theater department at EMU is a member of the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, which is a national theater program involving 18,000 students from over 600 colleges and universities nationwide, where theater departments and student artists showcase their work and receive outside assessment by KCACTF respondents. We are recognizing our Irene Ryan Acting nominations this April. The Irene Ryan Acting Scholarships provide recognition, honor, and financial assistance to outstanding student performers wishing to pursue further education.
The Irene Ryan nominees for 12th Night are Holly Hanks, Clara Bush, and Michaela Baker.
The Irene Ryan nominations for Hickory Dickory are Rebecca York, Dallas Hetrick, and Derek Turner. If you guys would please, everybody, please stand. And we have one, do it, thank you. Is Clara here? And we have one other nomination for Outstanding Sound Design in Hickory Dickory for Dylan Baumgartner. Just give him a hand.
I'm Kathy Smeltzer-Erb, Chair of Undergraduate Teacher Education, and I have two awards today. And I'd like to ask Brooke Gonzalez and Ryan Henschel to come forward, please. The Courage to Teach Award is modeled after the principles in Parker Palmer's book by the same name, a copy of which will be given to the recipient. Department faculty selected Brooke Gonzalez for her dedication and effectiveness in teaching, genuine caring for students, value-based and highly principled behaviors, reflective thought and practice, and a passion for teaching. Congratulations, Brooke. And our second award is our Teachers of Promise Award. And five teacher education candidates were selected by faculty and participated in a statewide celebration in Richmond earlier in March to honor the most promising and gifted teachers entering the profession. Please stand if you're here, and I believe that only Ryan is here. If others are here, please let me know. This year's Teachers of Promise are Melinda Bender, Elise Gingrich, Ryan Henschel, Rachel Richard, and Emily Shank. And many of these are student teaching today and unable to be with us, so please extend your congratulations when you see them.
I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and I first of all want to thank you for faculty, staff, and students for the support you gave to the athletic teams during this semester. We apologize for the cold weather, the wet weather, and the condition of the track, which eliminated us from playing a lot of home games. As I call the names of these award winners, I would ask you to come forward to stand on the steps, and as you're coming, I will read the awards that you have, with the exception of Jess Reinheimer and Hannah Chapel Dick, because that would take all day. First of all, for men's basketball, Marcel, and many of these are either student teaching, the baseball team has already left, I think, for their game at Messiah today. Marcel Crump, ODAC second team. David Falk, ODAC Player of the Week, ODAC First Team, and All-South Region. James Williams, Royals Athlete of the Week. Ryan Yates, Royals Athlete of the Week. Alyssa Brown, Royals Athlete of the Week from women's basketball. Jess Reinheimer, and I will only do some of these. ODAC Player of the Week twice, National Team twice, National Player of the Week, Virginia Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete of the Year, ODAC First Team, ODAC Player of the Year, South Region First Team, Jostens Trophy winner, and All-American Fourth Team. Shakira Sykes, ODAC Player of the Week, and the ODAC First Team. Marla Zumfeldi, Royals Athlete of the Week. In men's indoor track and field, Azariah Cox, third team in the 600-meter hurdles, and Tyler Denliner, second team in the 800 meters, as well as the Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete of the Year. Jeremy Heiser, champion indoor shot put. Richard Robinson, champion of the indoor 600-meter hurdles. Alec Thibodeau, second team in the indoor 800, and Drew Vrolik, champion of the indoor high jump. Women's indoor track and field, Alyssa Bain, champion of the indoor weight throw. Chafin Brumfield, champion of the distance medley relay team. Hannah Chapel Dick, first team in the distance medley team, first team indoor mile, first team indoor 800 meter, Virginia Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Scholar Athlete of the Year, indoor champion athlete of the meet, regional indoor athlete of the year, national runner-up in the indoor mile, All-American in the mile, and Royals Athlete of the Week. Kat Lehman, ODAC champion 3,000 meter, ODAC champion 5,000 meter, indoor champion rookie of the year, and a participant in the national championships in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Jolie Payden, champion in the distance medley relay team, and Junie Sherrick, distance medley relay team champion. In the spring sports, I will not read baseball, they've gone already. Softball, Aslan Lucas, National Hitter of the Week. Angelia Miller, ODAC Player of the Week. We've already started some outdoor. Hannah Chapel Dick is the ODAC Athlete of the Week last week and this week. And finally, Scott Brigham is Royals Athlete of the Week. And our banquet is tomorrow evening, in which some additional awards will be given. I also will call your attention to a special celebration that will be, you'll get an announcement about on this afternoon, about a special time in which we can celebrate, particularly the national. And you, if you haven't seen the Jostens Trophy, you deserve to get a chance to see that. So that will be on display a little bit later. Please give these student athletes a round of applause. Thank you.
I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life, and it's my privilege on behalf of Amy Springer, the faculty, the administrative rep, and Vi Dutcher, the faculty rep, to present our senators in the Student Government Association. Many of you are aware that senators meet on every Wednesday evening, generally from 8 to 9 or 9:30 or sometimes a little later, and they meet so that they can discuss how to make this place a better place for all of you. And I feel like the group that we're recognizing today is one that has taken that task very seriously and have done an outstanding job. So I'm going to have them stand as I call their names, and at the end we'll recognize this year's student senators. Hans Bontrager Singer, Sarah Longenecker, Mario Vallardes, Mate Gligorovich, Lisbeth Robles, Isaac King, Rachel King, Isaiah Williams, Lorraine Armstrong, Makora Nyogwegwe, Kate Weaver, and David Pence. If you could give them a round of applause. And now I'd like to give special attention and recognition to our 2015-16 exec members and have them stand to be recognized as I call their names as well. Our co-presidents, Becca Jo Longenecker and Becca Martin, known as Becca Squared. Our Vice President, Kat Lehman. Our Secretary, Taylor Esau. Our Vice President for Marketing, Emma King. And Treasurer, Ryan Swartzentruber. Let's give our exec a round of applause. And now we'd like to recognize the newly elected SGA executive officers for 2015-16, after which we will have the looked forward to passing of the gavel, which is always a mystery of how that will occur. Our executive officers, recognized and just elected by you, our SGA co-presidents for 2015-16, Hannah Heishman and Rachel Schrock, and you may come forward. Our Vice President, Kat Lehman. Our Secretary, with a tie. There was a tie for the secretary position, and in true EMU fashion, rather than breaking the tie with some coin flip or something, the decision was made to have co-secretaries, and in those positions as co-secretary, Taylor Esau and Hannah Mack Bowl. Our Vice President for Marketing, Stephanie Toth, and Treasurer, Tyler Denlinger. Let's give all of them a round of applause. And now we invite the current co-presidents and the incoming co-presidents to come forward for the passing of the gavel.
As co-president of Student Government Association for 2015, I, Becca Jo Longenecker, do hereby pass the duties and privileges of the office to the rightfully and duly elected president of SGA for fall semester 2015.
As co-president for 2015, I, Becca Martin, do by hereby pass the SGA gavel to signify this act.
Okay. I, Rachel, do hereby accept this gavel and will assume the duties and privileges of the office of SGA president.
I, Hannah Heishman, do hereby accept this gavel and will assume the duties and privileges of the office of SGA co-president.
Do you have something?
Do you want to say this together? I'm sure. My acceptance of the SGA gavel signifies this act.
Thank you all very much for coming today, and let's go out and celebrate all that you have accomplished this semester. Thank you.